Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
It's a day where Kevin Herr is just jumping for joy. There's so much to talk about. Let's run down the lineup of guests for the rest of the week first. Then we'll get to what Kevin wants to talk about, since he does consider himself to be the pulse of the valley. I try to build you up.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, it's unfortunately, it just doesn't feel like a build-up.
I called you the pulse of the valley.
I know. And if it would have been meant that way, I would have been excited.
The pulse of the valley.
All right. All right, what's the lineup? Give me the lineup. I'm excited about the lineup.
The NIT championship game is tomorrow night. It'll feature Minnesota against Stanford. We'll have the play-by-play voice of Minnesota basketball with us from Manhattan at 4:05 today. Tomorrow, we'll have Joe Bautista, Associate Athletic Director for Hockey Operations, about the progress of the Pagoula Ice Arena and the transition from club hockey to Division I hockey for the Nittany Lions. We'll also have Malcolm Moran with us from New Orleans tomorrow. And coming up on Friday, Dick Girardi from New Orleans on the Final Four. What more do you want?
I have no idea.
Oh, and Kevin will have something, somebody from IRL about some chassis change that will... I'll be like the rest of you sitting there going, okay, feeling like you're in a hostage situation listening to it.
When the Indy 500 comes, you're going to be
different.
So informed.
That's different.
That you will the have Indy... the entire month of May and you'll go, you know
no,
what?
No,
I know
no,
what's
no.
going on now.
No, the Indy 500 is different. Okay, it's a different proposition. Going around in circles in Kansas isn't.
It's not Kansas, but that's okay.
That's where they used to race.
That's true, but they're not racing in Kansas this weekend.
Yeah, I'm just saying, when they do.
All right. I just want to make sure you know what's going on when May rolls around and they start talking about the, you know, the new changes in the chassis, the fact that the cars are so much faster now on this oval, you'll be ready to roll with it. It's sleepy time with Steve. All right, what do you want to start with? You pick the category.
Start with college basketball.
Okay.
Go ahead. You have all the stories in front of you. Go to it.
Well,
man.
I mean, you were talked about a couple of the things, and we're going to discuss that in about an hour with the NIT. But I think the big story that affect a lot of folks around here immediately would be C.J. McCollum declaring himself eligible for the NBA draft.
Did he get an agent?
He has not, and he said he will not hire an agent, so he'll have that, you know, feeling out period until April 11th.
You'll see him in Lewisburg next year.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to ask. What are his opportunity? What's the possibility of C.J. becoming one of, I think, three guys to even get drafted? Yeah, from the Patriot League.
Well, maybe he can down the road. I mean, I think, but he would be no more than a second-round pick. And one of the issues with the NBA draft is this. You only have 60 picks. There's only two rounds. And with the influx of European players, early entries, plus seniors that are good basketball players, your odds just drop dramatically.
He would actually be the second, in Patriot League history to be drafted. Foyle did it when he was drafted. Yeah. Colgate, Foyle went to Golden State in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Foyle played against Penn State. Good player. really good. But Penn State beat Colgate, handled them well. Foyle was a good-looking player, though.
And then Charles Lee made the last cut on an NBA roster with the Spurs in 06. Of course, Charles from Bucknell. Those are really the only players that have had any sort of interest from the NBA, up until this point anyway.
What he'll do is he'll go to NBA pre-draft camps. And when he goes to NBA pre-draft camps, they'll get a long look at him. They'll also talk to him about a couple things that they think he needs to work on to get to the next level. It'll be, in the end, incredibly beneficial for him. Incredibly beneficial for him to have done that. All right. But you'll see him next year playing in Lewisburg. He'll be playing at the Pavilion.
Is this a way to raise his stock for next year?
No, it's just a smart, savvy move by a smart, savvy player to find out what his current stock is, where he's supposed to be, and then they will talk to him about, if you want to go to the next level, this is what we think you should work on. You get a lot of benefit out of going to an NBA pre-draft camp. I think it's a savvy move on his part. I think it gives him a real read on next level and what he has to do. Taylor Battle did this. Taylor Battle received some great advice from the Portland Trailblazers were tremendous with him. He went to the Blazers pre-draft camp. They gave him some things to definitely work on, which he then applied to his senior season and made a difference. So I've seen this before.
So that's my big college story that's not involving the NIT or the NCAA tournament.
Well done.
The other college football story would be Danny O'Brien transferring to Wisconsin.
Okay. That's fine. That's what he wants to do.
So why show up at practice at State College?
I don't know.
That was my question.
I don't know, but I also, as I told you, I tried to caution you. It didn't mean anything except he was standing there.
Right.
I mean, you know how I am about these things. Everybody tries to
You're
read.
You're relaxed about everything.
Everybody tries to read this, read that, read this, read that, read this, read that. No.
Unfortunately, Wisconsin's had some pretty good success with ACC transfers.
Well, here's the importance for him. The importance to him is this. Right? He has 2 years of eligibility remaining. This is not a one and done like Russell Wilson. And believe me, Wisconsin was in a world of hurt a year ago before Russell Wilson at quarterback. And I can guarantee you they were in a world of hurt this year without him. We'll find out what they get. Will they get the ACC player of the year, or will they get the kid that threw 7 touchdowns and 10 interceptions last year? I don't know.
O'Brien will definitely be getting a better uniform. And that Maryland uniform is hideous. And I understand it's the Maryland flag, and I'm not taking anything away from the Maryland flag, but that does not work on a uniform at all.
Okay. He also has Monty Ball at tailback. And, Joe Brennan and Joel Stave are the two other quarterbacks that Wisconsin has right now. That's all they have. And Joe Brennan ain't going to take him anywhere. But do you get Danny O'Brien, the 2,400-yard passer, threw 22 touchdowns and 8 interceptions? Or do you get the one last year that had 7 touchdowns and 10 picks? You don't know. But he's a very smart kid. Wish him nothing but the best there.
That might change our poll at stevejonesshow.com, too. The other may not need to be there. But, I was surprised. Speaking of that poll, I was very surprised. Now, this is obviously an informal poll, but McGloin and Paul Jones actually got about the same amount of votes. I was really surprised. Rob Bolden didn't.
Right.
That really surprised me because I've heard a lot of people that have been very, very upset that he hasn't seen more playing time.
The bowl game didn't help his perception.
True.
Right? That did not help his perception. But I'll say this about all the quarterbacks. They are all starting from square one. It is a fresh start for each one. A lot of it's going to come down to mastery of the offense first, which means they've mastered their position plus the other 10. The quarterback has to be the one that knows where every single thing on the field happens to be. Right? Everything. Yeah? So, that's the bottom line. Now, for O'Brien, he's going to go to Wisconsin. He was guaranteed the starting job. He wasn't here. That's called honesty.
Okay. Well, if you're a quarterback at Penn State right now, I mean, you have to be a little bit relieved. That's one less guy you have to worry about battling this spring and August for a job.
But you know what? I admire the fact they looked at him and said, look, you're going to compete for the job. You're not guaranteed anything.
Oh,
great.
Yeah.
Great. Great. That's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. So play out fine. They'll win with the guys that they have. We know they've recruited well at that particular position and will continue to recruit well at that position. Long term, no concerns from this guy right here. As you know, I didn't even talk about it before.
Right.
That's just me. It's just the way I am. I kind of look out in the field and say, well, okay, that's what we have. Let's go.
And speaking of looking out on the field, what have you seen so far?
Well, just what we talked about the other day. Today's the second practice today. The weather's a little bit nicer, a little breezy out today.
not as bad as before.
But not like Monday. No, but that has an effect on, you're trying to evaluate what's going on. The same time, as Bill told them when he was out in the practice, he'll say, look, he said, I don't want any complaints about the wind. No complaints. He says, because guess what? We play outdoors. So, that's part of the evaluation. You're not going to be playing in perfect conditions. There are no more domes in the Big Ten. In fact, it'll be a while before Penn State plays in a dome stadium unless it happens to be the Sugar Bowl. So, fine. I think it helps with the evaluation of it. And I like the pace of the practice. They're working on the positional balance with the team. Go from there.
By the way, we had a question at Steve Jones' show Facebook page. We were talking about that. I noticed
Sarah
didn't
Bartlett will be back soon.
Rich asked the question that we've seen the other two regarding to our quarterback poll question, said that he felt they were inconsistent. Will they fit in O'Brien's offense? And I believe you responded to that one. I was quite impressed.
Why are you impressed when I respond to people? I respond to everybody.
No. I that's the first time I've seen you actually on Facebook in a long time. I was actually impressed. That's great. That's exciting.
Yeah, but the question came through Facebook, and it went directly to my email. Because
right.
It did, I was able to answer it. I answer every question all the time.
Yeah.
I always have. Great. I've always people have sent me emails. I've always answered back. People have asked me to write letters on their behalf for something. I've always done that, too. I mean, everything from, my son's having a birthday. Could you write him a letter? I've done that. My parents are having an anniversary. Could you write them a letter? I've done that. I've always done that.
And the answer, by the way, though, was that Rich never before has it been this even to start. And that's what you were saying. And we'll see who handles the offense and the terminology the quickest. I thought that was an interesting point. The terminology. I think that often gets missed when we're talking about quarterback battles.
And that's one of the things. Terminology is very important to what they want to do, because they have to hear, they have to be able to master it. You have to be able to phrase it in such a way. And then you have to know, okay, you have two wide receivers left, two right. But the wide receiver is on the inside, is too close to the other guy. He should be 2 yards closer to you. You have to know that. Because it affects the route and the timing of the play. So you have to know all of that stuff. And the quarterback has to be the one, because there'll be moments out there, especially you get 2-3 minutes to go in a half, 2-3 minutes go in the game, where they have to be the ones that call out what they need. And that's what they have to do. They have to be the one to do that. The quarterbacks, so this is all going, a lot of it, you know, you can talk about arm strength, footwork, delivering a ball, running, you know, whatever. But a big part of this is knowing it and running it. You have to be the one that knows it and runs it and manages it. And that is a big part of this. 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. Back with more of the Steve Jones Show. Kevin Herr in tow here on WKOK.
The 2012 Showcase event is here. Plus, it's Truck Month at BZ Motors Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Lewisburg. Now, get $1,000 bonus cash off new 2012 Ram trucks. That means you can get a new 2012 Ram 1500 Quad Cab Tradesman 4x4 pickup with Ram Box towing package and spray-in bedliner for as low as $26,990 at BZ Motors. How about a new 2012 Dodge Caliber with up to 32 highway miles per gallon starting at only $15,630? BZ Motors also has new 2012 Chrysler 200 with up to 31 highway miles per gallon for as low as $17,870. Or take advantage of 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on all new 2012 Chrysler 200s. Check out the $0 down sign and drive leases you can get at BZ Motors. Don't miss the 2012 Showcase event going on now at BZ Motors Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Lewisburg. Remember, nobody beats BZ, the dealership you can trust. Special financing on approved credit. All prices after rebate and are plus tax, title, and tags.
Quality, not quantity. It's a critical component of improving health care. I'm Dr. Glenn Steele, President and CEO of Geisinger Health System. The great dilemma in health care today is that providers often get paid for the quantity of their services, not the quality of their work. To solve this problem, we need to readdress how we pay for health care. One solution is to package services and make providers accountable. For example, if you need surgery, you would pay one flat fee for doctor visits, hospitalization, and beyond. If you have complications, the providers would cover the cost. As a result, they're going to take every step possible to assure a good outcome. By holding providers accountable, patients ultimately receive higher quality, more cost-effective care. But healthcare reform is about more than changing how we pay for care. It's about changing the way that care is delivered. A healthier America is within reach. For Geisinger Health System, I'm Dr. Glenn Steele.
If you're an allergy sufferer, you know they never take a break. You suffer all year long. At the Medicine Shop Pharmacy in Shamokin, they stock all the allergy medications you need throughout the year, plus pain relievers and vitamins so you can stock up when you come in to pick up your prescriptions. Tom Bradley knows you by name, is happy to discuss your medications, and they offer free delivery to Shamokin, Cold Township, Coltmont, Elysburg, and Trevorton. Call 648-5242 for the Medicine Shop Pharmacy, 605 North Shamokin Street, Shamokin. Caring beyond prescriptions. More and more hunters are moving to small diameter arrows for hunting. Easton Axis micro diameter carbon arrows hit harder and penetrate deeper to deliver better blood trails and quicker kills. Axis is built from advanced and fused carbon, so it's lighter weight for speed and has increased strength for durability and features built-in vibration control for accuracy. Shoot Easton Axis with Enfuse Carbon, the world's most powerful and most deadly bow hunting ammunition. Call Weaver's Archery for more info at 837-1418 and visit weaversarchery.com.
In-depth reporting of major world events from NBC News. Yet another way to keep you up to date begins soon on WKOK. Weekdays from 10 a.m. till noon, join Dan Patrick on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
That's something you got to think about. Who would play you in a movie?
Jason Bateman. Not that I had that answer ready.
And you're about what? Are you 6'3", 6'4"?
Yeah, 6'3".
I'm not sure what he is, but most actors you see on television, you think they're 6 foot and they're like 5'6".
They're stumpy. Who would you, I'm thinking? Dude. For you, Jason Statham.
Statham, that's what I was going to say. Right.
Dan will talk all things sports and more. Dan Patrick, weekdays 10 till noon and again from 7 to 10 p.m. Only on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Okay.
Sounds like the cash register in the Kentucky locker room. All right.
Bump music for CJ McCollum.
No, I don't. He's not a Kentucky kid.
No, I was just thinking about going to the NBA thing.
No. He's not going to the NBA now. I mean, he'll go. You know, he'll give it a shot. But to his credit, I think he's going to be able to get some valuable and invaluable advice about what to do to get to the next level. He didn't hire an agent, smart. He didn't, you know, so I expect him to be back in a Lehigh uniform next season. I would doubt Brett Reed right now is in panic mode. I would doubt that very much. But he'll get valuable advice, find out exactly what he needs to do to move to the next level, then go from there. Danny O'Brien is going to transfer from Maryland to Wisconsin, making the decision. He texted them and said, I'm going. Okay.
Yeah, and then he texted every sports writer from here to Wisconsin.
Did he?
Well, he tweeted it, actually, is what he was tweeting
everybody.
I mean,
that's fine. That's fine.
Well, no, I'm just, it's one of those things that how things have changed. And right. You don't need to have a news conference anymore. Just tweet it and everybody will have it.
Right. So, I mean, he's going to go, which it's a great move for Wisconsin. He has 2 years left. And they have now become, look. As you know, and I would have made, I'm going to say something now, and I want everybody to understand. I would have made the exact statement had he decided Penn State, the exact statement I'm about to make. I don't like the rule. I stated it last year when it came to Russell Wilson. I stated it this year when it came to Brandon Wood playing basketball at Michigan State. And I'll say it about this. You need to sit out a year. He's graduated, that's fine, but I'm sorry, you still, for a competitive, the reason the rule was put in was about competition. And the part of the rule is, for example, all right, I'm Rich Rodriguez, I'm the head coach of West Virginia, I take the job at Michigan, and White, the quarterback, says, I'm following him. He had to sit out. And I don't like the rule. The NCAA needs to take a long look at that rule. I think you still need to sit out.
Well, it's almost like you're marketing yourself just to get a better deal, a starting position, whatever, or go somewhere else. And you have no, like you said, there's no punishment for doing that.
Now, I would have made the same statement if he had chosen Penn State. The same statement. Because I had thought about this the other day. In fact, I even told Jack this. I told Jack straight out. I said, I don't care if he comes here. I said, if he comes here or not. I said, fine. I said, I don't like the rule. And I said, I'll live with it. And I said, but if somebody calls the pregame show and says, hey, isn't that neat that he can do this right away? I would have told them then I don't like the rule. It's just something. I don't like the fact you can go from one school to play for another school and can play right away. Now, to his credit, and I give all the credit in the world that he's graduated, he has his degree. That's great. But I think you should still sit out. I think that's part of it. I think it, and that is, to me, the competitive part of the rule. I think you should still sit out. And if he had chosen Penn State, I would have made the same statement. Yes, it would have benefited Penn State right away to get him into the program right. Yes, no question about it. But do I like the rule? Absolutely not. I give him credit for graduating, but the rule needs to change. And where they found this loophole, I have no idea. But obviously in Madison, they perfected it. News with Matt Farron, bottom of the hour on WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, let's get to one of Kevin's favorite topics, and I think this is legitimate. It's the first time in weeks I've used those words.
What, Kevin and legitimate in the same sentence? Yeah.
Nike went to court today to prove that Reebok is no shoo-in to promote Jets quarterback Tim Tebow in apparel.
Oh, please tell me you didn't come up with the no shoe-in and that was somewhere else.
I'm reading the story.
Oh, good. That was bad.
Nike Incorporated claimed in a lawsuit in U.S. District Court that Reebok International had used Tebow's name on a Jets-related jersey without permission since it was announced last week that Tebow was traded from the Broncos to the Jets. The Tebow trade occurred just before Nike replaces Reebok on Sunday as the supplier of NFL team uniforms. The lawsuit, which seeks unspecified damages, claims that Reebok misappropriated publicity rights, interfered with business relationships, and unjustly enriched itself because it failed to get Tebow's permission before launching the new products. Reebok, based in Canton, Massachusetts, did not immediately respond to a request seeking comment. The lawsuit said Reebok did not respond to demands to cease Tebow apparel sales after a Tebow representative sent a letter to the company on Friday. According to the lawsuit, the new Nike Supplies uniforms for all 32 NFL teams will be unveiled next week in New York City. Kevin already is excited. Kicking off a five-year deal for Nike to be the league's exclusive provider of on-field apparel, including game uniform sideline apparel. Reebok had been the supplier for the last decade. The lawsuit said demands for Tebow-related Jets apparel was intense last week during a normally subdued time for NFL merchandise sales. It said Nike, based in Beaverton, Oregon, believes Reebok was shipping large volumes of Tebow-related apparel products to retailers for sale to the public this week, damaging Nike's ability to capitalize on a, quote, unique and short-lived opportunity. The lawsuit said that it's unlikely that a consumer who buys an unauthorized Tebow jersey or a T-shirt from Reebok this week will purchase an authorized Tebow item from Nike next week.
Oh, this is funny.
So,
and you know what the NFL thinks about all this? The NFL doesn't care because right now plastered all over NFLshop.com is two Manning jerseys, home and away, and a Tebow jersey.
Right.
They don't care.
Right. Now, here is what I think Nike is arguing. Nike is arguing that Tebow will never take the field in a Reebok jersey with the New York Jets. That's what their point is, I think.
So they're assuming he's not going to take the field at all in 2012.
No, in a Reebok jersey.
But Reebok has the jerseys for this coming year, don't they?
Or is that for following? It starts Sunday.
Right. But I don't get it. How would he not be in a Reebok jersey?
I thought they started right now. As of Sunday, they unveiled next week in New York City, kicking off a five-year deal with Nike. Nike's going to be supplying jerseys for everybody starting now.
Yeah, so automatically they have to switch. Okay, I'm following.
They have
now.
To switch.
He's saying, so in other words, I see
their,
what they're saying.
Their argument is going to be this. There are Tim Tebow Reebok jerseys out there.
Right.
Right? But Tim Tebow is never going to wear a Reebok New York Jets jersey.
Right.
Because, that's their point. Yeah. There will be no, I mean, there are no jerseys being made by Reebok right now for anybody in anything because they won't be wearing them.
But that's not true because they're doing the same thing with Manning. That doesn't seem to be an issue with Nike.
No, it doesn't seem to be an issue with them, but I'm just saying neither Manning nor Tebow will be wearing a Reebok jersey this coming year for their new teams. They won't even be wearing them in minicamp.
And it's funny because when you go to NFLshop.com, which is what I did because I knew you were going to be talking about this, they have the two Manning jerseys, home and away, and they even have a Reebok logo right above the name Manning on the blue jersey. It's the only one of the three jerseys that have a Reebok logo on it.
Right.
But they're only worried about the Tebow jersey, not the Manning jersey.
Because they were producing such volume.
Right.
Well, the reason they did is because, let's face it, Reebok did not sit there and say, okay, let's get all these Manning jerseys out. They didn't even think about it. But when Tebow was traded, they decided to capitalize. I think that's part of what they're talking about.
And it's sure not a discount price either at $85.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Now, do you have jerseys?
Yes.
Of?
I actually have three. I have one jersey that was, remember the reversible jerseys? Where you had home on one side, away on the other?
Yeah.
I have one of those. That's a Woodson. Let's see. Then I have a custom jersey. And then I have a new one now that's just the white Reebok jersey of Polamalu.
Okay. All right. I have no idea why people wear this stuff.
Well, you know, and here's, I agree with you. I really actually agree with you because it is very hard in baseball and football to find a player that's going to be with your team more than a couple of years before free agency makes a move somewhere else. Baseball's worse than football, which is why, this was the ongoing thing. Right after I bought my Woodson jersey, they released him that same year.
Right.
So that's why I bought the custom jersey, because that name is never going to leave.
Right, exactly. I understand that.
But but Polamalu at least looks like he's going to be there for a long period of time, so I took a gamble on that one.
Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. What do you think of that? And the rush to get a Tebow jersey. If you wait just 1 week, it's a Nike jersey. It's actually an official one. And does official mean anything to you?
Not really.
No?
No, I don't think so.
What if there's a design change?
It would have to be drastic. Well, I mean, there was a design change with the great example is my Woodson jersey. That had the old block numbers on it. And the next year they changed the design of the jersey. I mean, that happens all the time in the NFL where the NFL changes. And you know what? That's the other thing. There are so many different jerseys. You know, you got your throwback jerseys, you got your home jerseys, you got your road jerseys, then you have your classic jerseys. I mean, that's why I don't think it really matters that much.
Right.
And that's why I couldn't understand why they were worried about it, because I never looked at it as, you know, Tebow not wearing a Reebok jersey, because by the time he hits the field, he'll be in a Nike jersey. I've never looked at it that way, so it didn't make any sense. But I get what they're saying. I just don't think it matters.
I'm just giving you the interpretation.
Right. I just don't think it matters to the average fan. I mean, I just don't.
I'm not making a judgment either way. I'm saying that's probably the reasoning they have behind it. The reason Nike probably has behind it is that he will never do anything in a Reebok Jets jersey.
And here's the other thing. There are hundreds upon hundreds of knockoff jerseys that you could buy everywhere. And everybody wears them. Nobody's really that worried about it.
No, I don't either. But, you know, people just like to wear jerseys to games, things like that. I mean, right. I don't care where you go. It doesn't matter whether you go to an NHL game, NBA game, NFL. Look, I look at the parking lot at Penn State. And at Penn State, the parking lot is loaded with jerseys.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, blue jerseys, white jerseys, you know.
I mean, pink some jerseys.
Some from the past, you know, 17s and 45s and things like that. 22. You know, people want John Cappelletti's number. You know, Penn State doesn't put names on the back, so marketing-wise, it's brilliant. I mean, suddenly out of nowhere, you're wearing your Cappelletti jersey and Evan Royster's having a big year.
That's exactly right.
You know, I mean, it's like, this
planned that.
Out great.
Yeah.
Let me check this out. This is great.
And one of the hottest things now is T-shirt jerseys for baseball or for football. I mean, they're basically a T-shirt that looks like the jersey.
And for Penn State, I think between 42 and 25, those will probably be the two hot jerseys this year. 42 for Michael Motti and 25 for Silas Rudd. I would think that those would be the hot jerseys of the year around here.
And you know, there's another one, too, that there's a lot of generics made. Penn State, you can find Penn State generic jerseys all over the place.
Yeah, Russell Athletic does a lot of those. They do a lot of generics, which is fun. Whatever people want to wear. I mean, the bottom line is the reason people buy this stuff, they're just trying to support their team and be, you know, that's all they're trying to do.
Well, if I'm going to pay $80-$90 for a jersey, you better be playing for them for a while.
$80 or $90.
Well, that's what the going price is for a jersey right now. $80-$90.
Yeah, I know. I understand.
I mean, I paid $40 for my Jim Thome jersey and for the Phillies, and now it's back in style again.
Oh, boy. Once again, your ability to be ahead of the curve?
Well, that's a good question, though. While you throw out the number, that's a good question to ask. Does it matter to you if it's a Reebok jersey or a Nike jersey, or do you just care?
Right. Well, they'll suit him. Now, Kevin has a bunch of bootleg Reebok jerseys.
I just scratched off the Reebok logo.
Right. Except the problem is you can tell he misspelled Tebow. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. More of the Steve Jones Show and your calls on WKOK after this.
TEABOW.
If you want to have a fun day, you have to drive a Hyundai. Sunbury Motors Hyundai is going to make the month of March Sunbury Motors Hyundai Month. During the month of March, test drive any new Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai, and you'll receive a $15 Brewers Outlet gift card. Why should you test drive a new Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai? Well, listen to these awards. The 2012 Hyundai Sonata is the winner of Lowest Cost of Ownership by Kelley Blue Book. And the 2012 Hyundai Elantra was named Best Car Under $20,000 by AOL.auto.com. Every new Hyundai comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. And every Hyundai purchased at Sunbury Motors Hyundai receives an additional set of tires. If you're looking for a fun day, you have to drive a Hyundai. Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, or at sunburymotors.com.
Get comfortable in a new Lazy Boy recliner during the bonus coupon sale going on now at Plaza House Furniture. Shop the area's largest selection of Lazy Boy furniture and save on chaise recliners just $3.99. Big Man's Aster recliner just $5.99. Save $80 on the Clark reclining sofa, now just $7.49. And save on a beautiful leather recliner, just $6.99. Plus, save even more when you go to plazahouse.com and type in keyword KO, where it says get $25 gift certificate. You'll get a gift certificate that's as good as cash. As always, get free delivery on any $3.90 purchase or more, plus 0% financing is available during the bonus coupon sale going on now. Look for the flyer in your local paper.
It's what life is about.
Come on over to our house, where the value is real. Our house is Plaza House, Plaza House.
Plaza House Furniture, Routes 11 and 15, Sealands Grove, and Route 11, Bloomsburg.
At Comfort Specialists, they know that when you're comfortable, life is good. Outside, the birds are chirping. Inside, your heating and cooling system will be purring when you visit the pros at Comfort Specialists.
At Comfort Specialists, they know when you're comfortable, life is good. With over 70 years combined experience, their factory-trained Comfort Specialists provide you with total heating and cooling comfort. Right now, save up to $1,250 on a qualifying trained system with an instant rebate. Or choose financing as low as 0%. See Comfort Specialists for all the details. They are a trained Comfort Specialist dealer, but they can service all makes, models, and brands. They're on call 24 hours a day at 1-888-524-HVAC. They're online at yourcomfortspecialists.com. That's Comfort Specialists with an S.com.
Comfort Specialists. Because when you're comfortable, life is good. Attorney General, Pennsylvania Contract Registration Number PA002058.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents The Road Report. 10 minutes before the hour each weekday morning on WKOK. We'll talk about construction slow spots, and we'll let you know if the weather is going to affect driving. Before you hit the road, check out The Road Report at WKOK.com. Then, listen to News Radio 1070 WKOK to find out what you'll run into on the way to work. The Road Report is on WKOK and WKOK.com.
Philly's getting pounded today by Minnesota, 11-6. That game's in the bottom half of the eighth inning at Fort Myers.
Who's on the mound?
I don't know. I don't have a rundown of where they are right now. I don't have a box score.
Okay, I'll find that out.
Yankees and Braves, 5-5, bottom of the ninth. That's in Orlando. Top of the eighth, St. Louis leads the Tigers 8-5. A game that spilled over late last night and early this morning. Seattle and 11 beat Oakland 3-1. Toronto down the Orioles 9-3. Houston over Miami 6-3. Washington beat the Mets 3-2. I think it's good that they changed it to Miami. I think it's great for the identity of the city. Pirates play Tampa Bay. That is tonight.
And you mentioned the Phillies. The Phillies actually made a couple of free agent signings. Nothing major, but I think this does show where the Phillies feel they are with middle infield. They signed Chin Lung Hu, and had another one here. Hang on. I'll get it for you in a minute. He's going to go to the minors, but the whole point, Joe Thurston, there it is. Joe Thurston. They also sign. He'll open the season in the minors, which I think proves what you were saying a couple of days ago, that the Phillies are very, very happy with where they're at and where Galvis is, even though he fouled one off his foot earlier this week or yesterday. 12 runs batted in the spring isn't too bad for the young man.
No, he's done well. He's done well. And in the field, he will be very – I know it's a different angle for him, especially when he turns the double play, it's a different angle. It's a different throw for him, shorter. But Galvis will be really, really good with the glove. Philly fans will really like his glove work. He has great range.
And he actually is having his best spring yet. I mean, it's not bad. I mean, hitting 270, I mean, it's not fantastic. But for a guy that barely hit 200 the last couple of years in the spring.
For him, that's good. That's a big plus. Our number is 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. Don't forget we have bootleg Tebow jerseys that Kevin has that are spelled T-E-A-B-O-W.
Right.
I'm a bit concerned. I also got a text from Drew Kelly basically saying that, you know, I should have invited you to the wedding and so forth. He also made a comment that something about what you did at the buffet. Wow.
There wasn't a buffet. Now you're just making stuff up.
No, but he sent me a text. He's
that. Oh, now he's just making stuff up.
Not being invited, and basically said that your table took up a lot of people, I guess.
There was an extra person at my table, to be, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I have the text right here. Let's see. 7 meals and just 3 guests.
It's not true.
If I were you, I'd say that with a little more. If I were you, I'd say that with a little more conviction.
Yeah, nobody's going to believe that me anyway.
That does not. I'm not believing right now.
Nobody's going to believe it anyway, so that's all right.
Our number 1-800-795-9565. Now we need to come up with something to give away.
I have a little something. I do have a WKOK Penn State mug in my right here.
That's fine.
It's still wrapped.
You want a Penn State WKOK mug, right?
Yes, collector's mug.
Okay.
Maybe Steve will even sign it for you.
I'll do whatever. That's fine. In men's basketball, what conference has accumulated the most wins overall in postseason play?
Say it again.
In men's basketball, what conference overall has accumulated more wins than any other in postseason play this year?
Okay. That's your question.
1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. This is for a WKOK Penn State mug. What conference has more overall wins in men's basketball in this postseason than any other? 1-800-795-9565. That is the number for a WKOK mug personally autographed by Kevin Hurt. Trying to make it as...
Oh, the phones are lighting up now.
Intriguing as possible. But that's my question. Somebody knows the answer, we'll give away the mug. So that, have a little fun with it here. 1-800-795-9565. What conference has more overall wins than any other in postseason play in men's basketball this year? So let's find out if we can give this puppy away. 1-800-795-9565 is the number. Okay? We go to Mike in Lewisburg. Hello, Mike. It's great to have you on the show. Nice to hear from you.
Hey, I'm just hoping I get a mug from Steve Jones. I'm going to take a wild guess.
Wait, hold on. Before you guess, you did say get a mug from Steve Jones, not get mugged by Steve Jones. I just want to make sure that's clear.
Yes, from Steve Jones.
Okay, good. Got
autograph.
Yes, yes.
Hoping it's a Big Ten just because we're in Penn State country.
You know what? It is, Mike, it is not the Big Ten. And that's a great answer. And it's a great answer because Minnesota's in the NIT Final Four. Ohio State's in the NCAA Final Four. But didn't quite get enough, believe it or not.
Well,
but good answer,
time.
Though. Well, you know
all
what,
right,
Mike? I'll tell you. But here's another great question. And this one I answered the other day. Name the last state to have an in-state rivalry in the Final Four against each other.
It was
Pennsylvania.
Ohio.
Pennsylvania.
I'm sorry. Pennsylvania was back in the 50s, I believe.
In the semifinals. Yep.
It was Penn State and
LaSalle.
LaSalle, yes.
Now, in the championship game, you've had Ohio State, Cincinnati.
Yeah.
But in the semifinals, the last semifinal in state, Penn State, LaSalle, in 54.
Well, I'll listen to see who the right answer is.
All right, Mike, thanks. All right, so cross out the Big Ten. This conference has more overall wins than any other in postseason play. Okay. In men's basketball this postseason. Crazy. Our number is 1-800-795-9565.
I think you've scared everybody with the question. Now you made everybody think on a Wednesday. I mean, come on.
That's fun.
Nobody starts thinking until at least Thursday.
You know what bothers me is there are moments where I kind of felt that you didn't start thinking until Saturday. And you know what's bothersome about that?
What's that?
You know what's bothersome about that? We don't have a show Saturday.
That's right. That's exactly right.
1-800-795-9565. Who do we have next on the show? Let's see. Waiting. 1-800-795-9565. Go to Cole Township. Hi, Richard.
Hello.
Richard, thanks for joining the show. It's good to hear from you, my friend.
Yeah, been listening for quite a while now.
Appreciate that very much. Thank you.
The answer is the Pac-10.
You are a winner.
Hey.
And you want to know why? Because they have Stanford in the championship game of the NIT. Washington was in the Final Four. Colorado picked up an NCAA win. But people don't realize that Washington State is in the CBI championship against Pitt. And both Oregon and Oregon State also picked up multiple wins in that tournament.
Yeah,
that's why they have 17, right? Mediocre all year, but they picked up some postseason wins in the lesser tournaments.
Timing is everything,
and your timing is perfect, Richard. We're going to put you on hold, and Kevin is going to make sure that you get that mug. So on hold he goes. The Pac-12. And that's because nobody follows the CBI, and justifiably so.
Although it is on HDNet.
Washington State is going to play Pitt for the championship. But Oregon and Oregon State picked up wins in that thing. Washington, Stanford made it to the NIT Final Four. Of course, Arizona got knocked out by Bucknell. Colorado picked up a win in the NCAAs. Mike Krim from New York City on Minnesota basketball making the NIT championship game. We'll talk to Mike after the top of the hour on WKOK.